Good morning, church. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm delighted to be here. And before I preach, I want Kurt to come up and lay his hands on me and pray for me, that the Holy Spirit will take over this message this morning. Kurt, come and lay your hands on me, my brother.
Father, we ask your presence.
Yes.
We pray that the message that we hear this morning is your word spoken by the Holy Spirit through the word, through the Holy words. You will bless us, strengthen us, encourage us, challenge us.
Amen. Amen. One of our most well-known brothers in our brotherhood, went to visit his dad as his dad lay on his deathbed. And his dad pulled his son close and said, "Son, I've preached my whole life. I've been an elder in the church. I've done mission work." And then he said to his son, "Son, I don't know if I've done enough. I don't know if I'm going to go to heaven." And his son said, "Dad, how can you not know that you're going to heaven?" Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy stone have comforted me." For the last year and a half, I have been battling cancer, and I want you to know right now that I'm not afraid to die, because Jesus is my shepherd. The Corinthian church dealt with division, dealt with lawsuits, dealt with immorality, dealt with abuse of the Lord's Supper, It dealt with disorder in the worship assembly, etc. Who are you in Christ? Do you know who you are in Christ? Watch this text. Now, brothers, I want to remind you of the gospel I preached to you, which you received and on which you have taken your stand. By this gospel, you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preached to you. Otherwise, you have believed in vain. For what I received, I pass on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. Now I want you to note something. The Corinthians, with all of their problems, with all of their issues, with all of their sin, the Bible says that they took a stand on the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I want you to know this. In all of their sin, they were still saved. What did I do if I had water? With all of their sin, he says they took their stand on the gospel and they held to the gospel. And they believed, even though they sinned in all these ways, they never stopped believing that Jesus was the Son of God, that he was the Savior, the Christ, that he came up out of the grave. Now I want you to know that we are sinners. Every one of us are sinners. And every one of us fall down. And every one of us commits sins over and over again. But I want you to know this. Even though you fall short of the glory of God, you are saved. You are saved. For we all sin and fall short of the glory of God. But the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Not moving. No. It should just come down. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay, read it out loud.
For everyone has sinned, and we all fall short of God's glorious standard. Yet God freely and graciously declares that we are righteous. He did this through Christ Jesus when he freed us from the penalty of our sin. For God presented Jesus as a sacrifice for sin. People are made right with God when they believe that Jesus sacrificed his life, shedding his blood. The sacrifice shows that God was being fair when he held back and did not punish those who sinned in times past, for he was looking ahead and including them in what he would do in this present time. God did this to demonstrate his righteousness, for he himself is fair and just. He declares sinners to be right in his sight when they believe in Jesus.
Romans 7. We are declared righteous when we believe in Jesus. Our righteousness is not based on our good deeds. Our righteousness is based on Jesus. Now I want you to know, when our God and Father in heaven, when he looks down at you, he sees the blood of Jesus. He sees you covered with the blood of Jesus. And though you fall short, the blood of Jesus continues to cover you day after day after day. And when you fall down and you sin, the blood of Jesus covers you. Not because you are good, not because you have done everything right, but because Jesus, his blood has covered you. I want you to have hope in Jesus. In Romans chapter 7 and verse 18, John, that's right.
But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life. When I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to sin that is still within me. Oh, what a from this life that is dominated by sin and death. Thank God. The answer is
Jesus Christ our Lord. So you see how it is in my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I am a slave to God. So now, there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. Because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save because of the weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent His own Son in a body, like the bodies we sinners have. And in that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving His Son a sacrifice for our sin. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied in us. No longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit.
Amen. Amen. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. In Romans chapter 7, there is no good thing that dwells in the flesh. No good thing. Our bodies are sinful. He says that though I want to do good, I do bad. Paul agreed with the law. Paul wanted to obey the law. But, in spite of all of his desire to do exactly what God wanted him to do, he did the opposite. He did the opposite. He couldn't do what the law said. He couldn't keep it because there is no good thing that dwells in the flesh. No good thing. We are sinful, brothers and sisters. We are sinful beings. But when we fall down, even though we want to do everything that Jesus says, when we fall down, the blood of Jesus saves us. Where's your hope? I don't want you to think today that you can't be good enough to have eternal life. I want you to think that Jesus Christ covers up your sin and He loves you even though you sin. Now, I'm not trying to justify our sin, but what I am saying that inevitably you do sin. And what I'm saying is that Jesus covers your sin. And in Romans chapter 8, he says that you have become a slave. In chapter 7, you have become a slave to sin. But he says that Jesus, at the end of the chapter, that Jesus saves us. Now in Romans chapter 8, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you have placed yourself in Jesus, if you have trusted Jesus, you are not condemned. He says, therefore, there is now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So if you're in Christ, you cannot be condemned. Jesus is the answer to our sin. He saves us. He loves us. and he will never condemn us. And I want you to know this. Those of our brothers and sisters who have fallen from the grace of God, they continue to be a child of God. They continue to be a child of God. And though they have fallen from the grace of God, Jesus continues to love them and to care for them. And he wants to draw them back to himself. And he never gives up on those who have walked away from him. He continues to love them. He continues to consider them as one of his children. And he continues to hope for them to come back. And his blood continues to cover them. So we pray for them, and we never give up on them. We never stop. We keep reaching out to them. We keep hugging them. We keep loving them, and we keep wanting them to come back. We never quit on our brothers and sisters. We never give up on our brothers and sisters. And I don't care what they've done. I don't care if they have committed adultery. I don't care if they have sinned in the worst way. I want you to know that Jesus keeps on loving them. You can't sin enough that Jesus will not continue to love you and save you. He says in Romans 8, therefore there's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of sin and death has been done away with. And the law of Christ has saved us. The law of sin and death has been taken away. What that means is that the law that we were under that says all men sin and fall short of the glory of God has been taken away from you. And now you are under the law of the grace of God. And that law that we once lived under that condemned us no longer exists. We are now under a law of grace. And the law of grace saves you. The law of grace will never give up on you. Do you know Jesus? Sweet, sweet, sweet Jesus. Man, he loves you so much. And he went to the cross. As we worship God, church, you know what worship means? Worship. I throw myself down before the Lord Jesus Christ, worship means to prostrate oneself before the Lord. And when I look at Jesus, I am so in love with him. I see him and I fall down before him and I praise his holy name. I'm not ashamed of him. I give him my everything. I give him my all. And when I see Jesus, I want to fall on my knees. I'm not ashamed. How can I see him? How can I know Jesus without being driven to my knees? Holy, holy, holy is our God Almighty. Jesus so much. Church, don't be afraid to lift your hands to the Lord. Don't be afraid to fall down on your knees. Don't be afraid to lay down on the floor and praise him. Don't be afraid to dance for the Lord. Don't be afraid to give yourself totally to him. And when the Holy Spirit of God calls you to raise your hands to him, raise your hands to him. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you and calls you to dance in the aisles for the Lord, don't be afraid to do it. Do it for his glory and his honors. He loves you. He saved you by his grace. He went to the cross and died for you. Praise be the name of God. Glory be the name of God. All of our righteousness is in Jesus. He covers you up with his blood and he dies for you. And when you sin, he lifts you up. And he covers your sin with his blood. And when his dad looks down and looks at you, he sees his son's blood covering you. And so you're never lost, even though you sin. Praise be the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He gives you the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit speaks to you, and the Holy Spirit cries out to you, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father. Abba, Father means Daddy. 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 Oh, my Daddy. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. He sent Jesus as a comforter to convict us of our sin. A Holy Spirit indwells us. The Holy Spirit speaks to us. The Holy Spirit cries out to was. And in First Corinthians, those brothers and sisters who stood on the gospel were saved. They wrestled with one another. They fought with one another. But they were saved. Do you realize that our brothers and sisters should stand together? And he tells us in Romans, or rather in 1 Corinthians, he tells us that, I believe it's in chapter 2, he tells us that that we are gifted, and that as we enter into heaven, we will have gifts from heaven. And he says that some build with gold, some build with silver, some build with hay and stubble. And he says, the brother who builds with gold will receive great gifts in heaven. The brother who builds with silver will receive great gifts in heaven. The brother who builds with hay and stubble will not receive many gifts in heaven. The brother who sins, he says, all their gifts will be burned up. But they themselves will have heaven. Isn't that good? If you're a sinner and you continue to believe in Jesus, all of your gifts will be burned up, but you yourself will make it to heaven as though through fire. The weakest brother in our brotherhood, the one who is addicted to alcohol, the one who is addicted to immorality, he himself is saved by the grace of God. He himself will lose his gifts in heaven. But he will be saved by the blood of Jesus. Don't give up on your brothers. Don't give up on your sisters. Don't make it hard to go to heaven. You're saved by the grace of God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. So you see then how you are saved by grace, through faith. You're saved. You're saved. You're saved. I want to illustrate something to you. I wish I'd have brought my rope. I want this young man to come up here. I want another volunteer who is smaller than this young man. Come up here, young lady. Back up here. Come here. Right here in front of her. I'm going to let you act as Satan for a moment. You're a Christian. Praise the Lord. I'm going to have you to act as Satan. And I'm going to have you being a Christian. You have captured her. You've drawn her from God. And you have her under your power. I want Sean to come up here. You stand right there. Sean, is Jesus Christ. Satan has captured one of his children. Now, Satan has her under his power. Sean is Jesus Christ. And as Satan has him under her power, under his power, Sean reaches out and pulls that rope and pulls her back to himself. Even as Satan struggles, Sean has the power, Jesus Christ has the power to bring her back. Amen? But not only that, God then sends the Holy Spirit. Kirk, come up here. Now, God and the Holy Spirit pulls her back. And God the Father joins them and pulls her back. Satan doesn't stand a chance. He does not stand a chance. He is a loser. Amen?
Amen.
He is a loser. Now, not only that, give me five people come up here. Anybody. Five Christians come up here. We got God. We have we have God. We have Jesus Christ. We have the Holy Spirit. And we have you. And you join them to stand up for your sinful brothers and sisters. And you never give up on them. You draw them back. You never look down on a brother except to lift him up. Amen? Never. Never. You look down on a brother except to pick him up. Now, God sends Romans chapter 1. God sends his angels to surround you, to walk in front of you. He builds a hedge to protect you. And those angels come to minister to you so you're covered. You're covered. Satan loses. Revelation chapter 12. Satan stands before God and Satan looks at you and he says, God, they are not worthy. They are sinners. They are losers. They sin against you every day. And he says, they're guilty. They're guilty. They're guilty. And Jesus. Precious Jesus. Precious Jesus. He steps in between Satan and God. And he covers you with his blood. And the Bible says that he cast Satan in this great war in heaven. He cast Satan to the earth. And he says, you are saved. He says, woe to the earth. Woe to the earth. Where's my water? Woe to the earth. Because Satan has been cast down. He said, because Satan has been cast down, you have been saved. But there's a war going on. Satan is after you. He is on your trail. He is pursuing you. He is doing everything that he can to bring you down. He is tempting you and he is getting you to sin in a multitude of different ways. But in spite of your sin, Jesus has cast him down and he is a loser. Salvation has come down to us, and we rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ. All of our brothers, the Holy Spirit, God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus continues to save us, continues to cover us. Satan beats us up. He drives us down. He tempts us in a multitude of ways. But you're covered by the blood of Jesus. Do you realize how much he loves you? Do you? Do you know that every day he wraps his arms around you and he saves you? What I want you to know is you're saved. In 1 John, he says, I write these things that you might know that you have eternal life. I write these things that you might know that you have eternal life. Not will have eternal life. You have eternal life right now. He says, I write these things so that you will know that you have eternal life. Do you know you're saved? Do you have confidence in Jesus? My God. Oh, Jesus. He saves you. Tell the world. Don't make it hard for the world to come to Jesus. He saves the world by grace through faith. And as you enter into Jesus, as you are baptized into Jesus, he places you in his Son. And now there's no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Do you feel saved? Do you know you're saved? Do you know Jesus covers you? Do you know the Holy Spirit indwells you? Do you know that God the Father loves you to the point that he says, Son, go to these people and die for them? Not just for you, he dies for every sinner in the world and calls them to himself. Now he says, many are called, but few are saved. Those of you who stand with Jesus are saved. Many of you who just hang on to him, you're saved. I don't care if you're a Corinthian who sins over and over again, who fights about who is the greatest, who speaks in tongues, who sins. Who divides, you're saved. Now, you should never, never, you guys can all sit down. We should never, you're saved. Satan, you're no longer Satan. You're saved. And when our brother sins, Jesus comes to his rescue. The Holy Spirit indwells him. And the whole church surrounds him and loves him. And in his temptation, he commits adultery. And the church loves him so much that they are willing, to disfellowship him to bring him back. And when he comes back in Corinthians, the brother who was sleeping with his father's wife, he was cast out of the body. And then the Bible says when he comes back, the church receives him and loves him and hugs him up and shows him grace. Amen? You can't do nothing bad for Jesus not to save you. How do you feel about your brothers and your sisters? Do you point at them and condemn them because of their sin, or do you show them grace and hug them up? When a brother comes forward confessing, "I am a sinner," we should surround that brother, that sister, and we should hug them and receive them and forgive them. Amen. Oh God. Oh God. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for loving me, even though I sin. I am righteous. I am righteous because of you are righteous because of Jesus. You're saved. You're saved. You're saved. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Satan, you're a loser. Chased me all day long. Grabbed me and pulled me down. But you can't beat Jesus. You cannot beat Jesus. Because he loves you. And he's going to pull you up. He's going to cover you with his blood. You can't beat the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is going to knock him down. And the Bible makes it very clear that Satan is condemned already. And though he is a roaring lion seeking to devour you, he is a loser. And he knows he's a loser. You can't beat Jesus. All you have to do is believe in him. Believe in him. And even in your belief, you're going to fall short. And he's going to pick you up. Jesus, the prodigal son, ran from his dad, took his wealth, and went out and partied and sinned and committed adultery and did all kinds of things. Wallowed in the pig pen, got himself filthy and dirty. And he got up. And he went back to his father. And when his father saw him coming, his father ran to him and hugged him and kissed him and showered him with wealth. And took him back. When you sin and you turn your face toward God, toward Jesus, he runs to you. And the Father wraps his arms around you. And he forgives you by the grace of God. You are saved. I want this message to be as simple as it can be. And I want the message to be this. You have hope in Jesus. You have hope in Jesus. Praise the Lord. You have hope in Jesus. Stand up, please. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the morning, Jesus at the noontime. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus when the sun goes down. Love him, love him, love him in the morning, love him at the noontime. Love him, I love him, love him when the sun goes down. Praise him, praise him, praise him in the morning, Praise him at the noontime. Praise him. Goes down. Love him. Love him. Love him in the morning. Love him in the morning. Love him. Love him. Love him when the sun goes down. Praise God. Praise God. If you are here this morning and you have sinned, I want you to run to Jesus. I want you to run to Jesus. And I want you to see how this church will treat you when you run to Jesus. How will they act when you run to Jesus? I want you to come up here. I want you to confess your sin. And I want you to see how this church will treat you. Don't be afraid to admit your sin, because the Father will wrap his arms around you. Jesus will cover you over, and the Holy Spirit will cry out for you. He has sealed you for salvation. So you're invited to come as we sing. As Jesus calls you, let's sing. Let's sing with all of our hearts. Let's sing like we're saved. And if you feel a need to come, you come on. You come on. Because God is waiting on you. Jesus is waiting on you. The Holy Spirit is crying out to you. And the church is waiting to love you. So come as we stand and as we sing.